Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 109 for Wednesday, August 3rd, 2016. Cardboard VR. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. This really seems to be the year that VR became, at least more than before, a household name. Yet it still feels like we're miles away from the potential of the platform. There at the forefront of mobile VR stands Google, at least winning the We Were Here First award with Cardboard. Google has big plans for VR with Nougat rolling out soon, as VR is actually built into this new version of Android. It'll be called Daydream and has strict requirements on the kind of hardware that's compatible with it. But for the rest of us, and more notably, until Nougat gets its public release, we still have Cardboard VR. Now, I've gone digging and I found a few VR games and experiences that I think are pretty neato. So why don't we take a look at four of those right now? It's this week's Supersized Roundup. I kind of have a thing for breakout style games. On my last Cardboard VR episode, I had a game called Proton Pulse that makes you the block that the ball bounces off of. And here is a completely different take. Age of Diamonds places you inside the familiar confines of a traditional breakout style game, but there is no paddleboard for you to control. Instead, the ball is placed inside an enclosed space with bricks of different colors, and your head movements define the direction that the ball will bounce. It still ricochets off the walls and objects, but tilting your head makes it move toward that direction as it does so. It takes a little bit to get used to that control, but not prohibitively long. Each level has a few color control bricks to begin with. When you hit them with the ball, that allows you to use the ball to remove the rest of the bricks in that level of that particular color control. The ball simply bounces off of the bricks of the other colors and doesn't remove them. You'll also encounter diamond bricks, which can only be removed once the colored bricks are all gone. The play field is a bit wide, so you're going to be moving your head in broad strokes back and forth, trying to get the timing just right so you can remove the things that need removing while not reprogramming your ball at the wrong time. In fact, you might be best to just sit in a swivel chair. That might make it easier on your neck. With 60 total levels, Age of Diamonds will keep you busy for a while, and it's fun enough to keep you engaged, but you're going to bust through those levels rather quickly. No pun intended. Find Age of Diamonds in the Play Store for free. Take to the Skies during World War II as a gunman anchored on the back of a bomber. That's the game called Bandit 6. This game looks and plays impressively. I actually really lost myself while reviewing it. You look out the back of the plane while enemy planes and cargo ships fly around and most often toward you, firing at your bomber, trying to take you down. Now you, being the gunman, must fend them off and destroy them, which takes a certain number of shots, of course. And with all that fast-paced flying action, it becomes a daunting task with each level. Some enemies fly straight at you. Others fly in patterns that are harder to hit. Part of the trick of getting them just right is accounting for the distance of the enemies, sometimes shooting ahead of them rather than pointing directly at them. Ease up on constant shooting so you don't overheat the guns. You'll have to pause here and there to recharge. And those blue ships, those are cargo ships that, if you can take them down, drop cargo on a parachute that you can then shoot, and that'll give you some power-ups for your artillery. The sound effects are super effective, and the gameplay gets pretty intense when you're surrounded by a wall of enemy planes. Each level, you're scored based on your performance, with the traditional 3-star rating applied. And there are 60 levels to work through, but these levels take time, particularly as you progress. Beyond that, you can spend some time in the shop upgrading how your gun performs, grabbing power-ups, and increasing your damage control. Bandit 6 is a blast, and I'm super happy I found it. You can find it for yourself in the Play Store for 99 cents. Finally, you can be all-powerful. As in, your measly fists can be used to protect a city from near destruction and doom, kind of like a superhero. That's the game called City Defender. In the game, you're suited up in your own robot body armor. You're floating in the air as the city's first and only line of defense. You're the only thing that stands between the city that's behind you, that you're trying to protect, and a full assault of damage doers out in the sea in front of you. Facing those enemies, it's up to you to block all types of incoming fire that's directed at the city in an effort to keep it standing for as long as you possibly can. Your hands hold a shield of sorts, and an assortment of ships and gargantuan mech warriors will do their very best to throw artillery of all speeds and clusters your way in different formations and patterns to try and get them past you. Simply move your head, and that's going to reposition the shield and intercept, hopefully, as much of that fire as possible. The action gets very quick throughout gameplay, so it does become even harder to keep up the longer you play. The city can take a shot, maybe two, but that's about it. And once it's over, it's over. You might be confused by the brief but not so subtle ads for the Vico VR full body motion controller. City Defender appears to be a game tailor-made for this particular controller, but have no fear. If you don't have one of those, and you probably don't, the developers of the game recently added cardboard support so you aren't left out. Find City Defender in the Play Store for free. This last one isn't actually a game. It's more of a VR experience. It's called A Time and Space 2. It's the sequel to the already impressive experience that propelled you into the immersive 3D world of outer space for the first time, maybe. This time around, A Time and Space 2, or ATIS 2, as the app refers to itself, you follow a floating robot named Ugo, who takes you through a space station before everything starts to go to hell in a handbasket and you're projected out into space inside your aircraft. There aren't any controllable aspects to this experience. Think of this as like a roller coaster VR experience in outer space with lots of expansive views of a futuristic sci-fi world. There's also a bunch of asteroid showers that you travel through, a floating mecha robot in front of you. Honestly, it's one of those things that's really hard to talk about with revealing too much, particularly of the plot. Quite honestly, it's pretty short at around 2 minutes, so it won't take you a whole lot of time out of your day, but does a great job illustrating how VR can be used both as a way to tell an interesting and evolving story, but also to pull you in so far that it'll get your blood pumping a little bit. So without spoiling it anymore, I'll just finish by saying, check out not only A Time and Space 2 for 99 cents, but also the original. Find it in the Play Store right now. Now, all I can say is this stuff is likely the tip of the iceberg. It kind of feels that way anyways. I can't wait to check back in on VR in a few months' time with a look at some of the Daydream-specific offerings appearing in the Play Store then, and I'm sure there will be some. And, you know, if you hear of any, do me a solid. Send me the link. I really appreciate it. You can send those to arena@twit.tv. You can also post those to the subreddit at androidapparena.reddit.com. The show plays live every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific following Tech News Today at twit.tv/live. And new episodes always appear later that evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. That is it for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.